the 2nd of October, striking for the second time in less than a week. Protesters projected images of past FBI abuses on the sides of the FBI's headquarters on 9th Street. The protesters were there in opposition to a string of FBI raids against the Freedom Road Socialist Organization in Minneapolis and Chicago. The FBI is accusing members of the FRSO of material support for terrorism simply for opposing U.S. wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's a report from a participant in the action of showing images of past FBI abuses on the sides of the FBI's own headquarters.
On the night of Saturday, October 2nd, and in response to the recent FBI raids.
The ones against the Freedom Road Socialist Organization?
Yes. We went over and projected this city of slideshow that memorialized people murdered by the FBI, political prisoners, and just general just information about how COINTELPRO is back and highlighting Green Scare victims as well. This action also was carried out by the Glass Bead Collective in conjunction with Indie Media in Minneapolis, Indie Media Pittsburgh, and also Defending Animal Rights Today and Tomorrow, DART.
Jailed and tortured in Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, and beyond for following their alleged rights under the First Amendment.
We're at the 10th Street and Pennsylvania side of the FBI headquarters and set up the projector, and the projector is going on for about 10 minutes, I would say, before the FBI police came out and told the videographers they couldn't film the FBI police.
For what?
And shut off the camera.
Sir? Hi, how are
you? You all right?
Could you tell me what you're filming tonight?
I was just filming the street.
Just a tourist?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we don't usually encourage filming. Could you voluntarily not film our building?
Is that like a rule? Should I not be filming for a reason?
No, turn that off. Turn that off of us.
So were they filmed over their objection?
They were filmed and they objected, but their attention was diverted when they went across the street and another FBI car pulled up right in front of the area where we're at, across the street from the FBI building, and one of the FBI police proceeded to stand in front of the projector, blocking the image. It was kind of funny.
That's about all they can legally do.
It was really juvenile of the FBI police officer, but he was just trying to silence the Senate. It was kind of funny because there was the image of Fred Hampton's murder being projected on his back while going on while he was on his phone, and the new FBI logo that was made up that said, you know, Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Intimidation, was projected on his back as well.
Nice.
Yeah. The Federal Bureau of Intimidation. And it was just highlighting the general ways the FBI is cracking down on people.
I guess it sounds like those FBI police weren't too happy about having activists show up at their main headquarters and crack down on them.
No, they definitely weren't. And in a video, they actually said, when they came up to us, they actually said that they frown upon any people filming the FBI building. They didn't have any legal authority to have us stop.
And what was the reason anybody should care about them frowning upon their filming the FBI building?
Exactly. Like, that's what we pretty much just ignored them and then went on with the, we were out there for about 45 minutes playing the slideshow on the loop. There were some pedestrians that were walking by that were really supportive, actually, and they were kind of yuppies, so it was pretty surprising that they were being...
And how long was it projected on this cop's back instead of on the building?
It was on the cop's back for about 2 minutes, but... And then the one FBI police officer that was standing in front of the projector was asked to furnish his badge number. He refused.
Oh, I believe that's a violation.
Exactly. And then he claimed, then he went ahead and said, make sure your numbers are, you don't get any large numbers here at the FBI building and block sidewalks or we'll arrest all of them. That was pretty clear and evident that the FBI was trying to silence any form of dissent.
That was the second time they've been hit in less than a week.
Yeah, exactly.
So the FBI has a scum of the earth. They deserve anything we can throw at them. Never forget the 86 men, women, and children they burned alive at Waco.